Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Welcome, Tucson, to the most delicious hour on radio. On the Menu Live with Matt Russell. If it sounds like it's not actually Matt Russell on the radio today, you are correct. The magical Mr. Russell is away on urgent business. He's at the 26th annual Best of the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off, tasting ribs. What Matt will do for the science of gastronomy, tasting ribs for 4 days. That festival has over 500,000 people coming to it. It's huge. It's in Sparks, Nevada. But, of course, he'll be back in the chair next week. Till then, he's asked me to sit in. I am your host today, Manish Shah, co-executive director of Heirloom Farmers Market, as well as the owner of Tucson's very own Maya Tea Company. But, of course, there's no way for me to match the amount of energy that Matt normally brings to the show. So I had to get a very special celebrity co-host today. I'm joined by the diva of pizza, Renee Krager, from Renee's Organic Oven. Thank you for joining me today.
I'm happy to be here.
You're going to have to cover me a little bit because, you know, there's no way for me to go toe-to-toe with Matt.
I doubt that's true.
We'll see how it goes. If you've never been to Renee's Organic Oven, you absolutely must go. You can find it at 7065 East Tankaverde Road. That's on the northwest corner of Tankaverde and Sabino Canyon. And they're open every day, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Now, how long has it been since you've been on the show?
About 2 years. And I came here to bring, just to kind of be a guest and talk about what I do, because I love what I do. And I've also been talked to at all the festivals I go to, because I always love to be at the margarita challenges.
Sure.
And Matt seems to find me.
Well, we all love to be at the margarita challenges.
I know.
Yeah, that's definitely a place that you can find all of us. Well, if it's been 2 years, there's probably a lot to catch up on. So let's at least talk a little bit about the philosophy of your restaurant and what makes Renee's Organic Oven so special. Other than you.
Well, I could never do it alone. So I think having an outstanding team that stays very focused on what we stay passionate about. So it's been a growing business. We're in our 10th year. So I guess the most special thing, I think, is our ability to connect with diners. And we do it so sincerely. And I really believe you can't train people to be great people. So I will take anybody with any amount of experience and worked with them, and their spirit seems to shine through with customers, and we're kind of known for that.
There's no question that everyone who goes to the restaurant just has a tremendous service. It's very much like eating at home, but with exceptional food. So let's get into the food. So you have salads, sandwiches, pasta, and of course pizza.
Yes, we do. That's kind of what we started as. My husband's the one in the kitchen. He is, in celebration of Labor Day, he is the laborer. He does it all. He worked in pizzerias in Detroit, and he also worked at some places in town when we first got here, even delivering pizzas. So he kind of always has had that. And when I got pregnant with my son, I took a huge focus on organic food. And so we kind of shifted our life, and I thought we should do something with it and approach somebody, and they said, hell yes. And so here we are.
Hell yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, and you're close to my heart because of the fact that, A, in the interest of full disclosure, Renee does indeed buy tea from my tea company as well as stuff from my farmers market vendors. But the fact that you do buy local, that you're focused on organic, and that you're focused on really high quality ingredients prepared in a really special way. We often get pizza from your restaurant for our office parties because we have vegans.
Yes.
And you actually have a vegan pizza. You have two of them, actually.
And that's something that's very important to our philosophy is whatever we do, we want to do it well, and we want to do it with a lot of integrity. And so whatever the market dictates back to us that they are interested in supporting, it allows us to keep furthering with an ambition we have. So the vegan aspect, we now have three that are on the menu, and almost everything there can be made vegan. So, and 95% of our menu is plant-based. So we have meat, but that's definitely not our focus. And we've noticed that from the beginning, that we would sell more Old Town classics with local organic tomatoes than pepperoni pizzas any day.
My kids are both vegetarian, and they have kind of a major crush on Renee. One has never even met her, but just through crush through food, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah, my son Ishan just adores your food. But they're vegetarians, and they can find a lot to eat. There's a lot to eat at Renee's if you're vegetarian, if you're vegan, if you're gluten-free, if your focus is organic, GMO. So the expanse of your menu in terms of encompassing what we would call dietary choices that are maybe not mainstream, but are getting more mainstream. And I think you're ahead of the curve, and you've got a really, really loyal following, which I think is really great. Anything else up on the horizon for you in terms of changes in the restaurant that you're looking forward to?
Well, we constantly are trying, like we have a guest here today from Proper, and one of the things that they do, which is amazing, is they're able to change their menu very often based on the skill of the chef, which is awesome, and also based on what people love. So that is more of a very seasonal driven experience where we love to implement that, and we do it. And we really advocate, and I've been to Proper. I've been to places that do this, and I love it. We have a solid menu, and we get what we can when we can to replace the other ingredients when they're available locally. We do specials with what is given to us locally, but we can't take away those things that people come for all the time. So we kind of do a very good balance of that, and I think, honestly, it's a key to our success of being one of the first people to bring the organic aspect to Tucson. We did it in a very gentle and casual way with a very family-friendly pizza environment. So it worked out really well. Even today, my husband, we got a new shed for the backyard. He literally broke down the pallets and built two boxes. He's planting broccoli as we speak. So like, he is really the one who does all this stuff and brings it back to us to be able to do. So we just moved our house, and so we lost a lot of what we were growing, but he kept and took care of all of the herbs and the peppers and the chiltepines. And so we get to keep all of that, and then he's just rebuilding everything. It's really awesome.
He really is laboring on Labor Day.
He's amazing.
He is amazing. We've met. He's wonderful. I think the biggest thing I can take away from what you just said is local as you can. That's really important. It's very hard. Even as a person who runs the farmer's market, you know, I can do local only so far. And we do it to the best of our ability, and we continue to do that. And that's important, to be aware of it but not be enslaved by it or have it become like a cause. Yeah. It's important. It helps everybody that's around us. And I think that the long-term future of food is really sound because people are making more and more of those choices. That's probably why the success of the guests here today kind of stole my thunder by actually, you know, saying everybody that Proper was here.
Well,
that was kind of
yeah.
my job.
Well, you know, a stressed out bound chef is useless. The passion is what keeps them going every day and helps build a team as it grows and changes. So it's very important, no matter what, that we're able to do that, no matter if it's local or not. Like, that's what you go somewhere to experience.
And so it's wonderful to experience the passion that you folks have. And, you know, and that's translated into your service accordingly. The food has passion, the service has passion, and everything shows up accordingly. And thus, 10 years and a super loyal following.
That's
pretty great.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. When we come back, we are going to have another restaurant that focuses on local. We'll be talking to the chef from Proper, Chris Rolchek, and we'll be right back here on The Menu Live.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On The Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And we're back. I'm your host, Manish Shah, guest hosting today for Matt Russell. And we want to thank a couple of sponsors for taking care of the show. This is why it continues to go on. Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, Five Palms Steak and Seafood, Alfonso's Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, as well as the Hacienda del Sol. Now, we spent some time with our celebrity guest host, Renee Krieger, on the east side doing farm to table. We're going to move downtown now, but stay with the farm to table and local theme. On the show today is Chef Chris Rolchek. Did I get that right this time?
Oh, you nailed it.
Yeah. Oh,
that was amazing.
I kind of badgered that the first time around. I'm sorry. And he's a chef at Proper. Opened it a little over a year ago. And made a really good dent in the downtown scene, serving amazing food and getting some awards and a lot of press along the way. Thanks for joining us here on the program.
Thank you, guys. It's been really fun.
So let's talk a little bit about the history of Proper, because it's surprising because you're a restaurant that uses local ingredients, but your corporate offices aren't exactly local. You're kind of a Flagstaff beginning.
Flagstaff, yeah. In 06, in May, we opened up Bricks and then Criollo about 2 years after that. So both of those focusing on the same exact things, sustainable, local, and organic.
Yeah, when we go to Flagstaff, we like to go to Criollo. It's really a great restaurant. I guess it would be high-end Latin, high-end Mexican.
Yeah, definitely. They put a lot of time into it, and they're sourcing from a lot of great farms that are up on the Mogollon Rim. Like, they get a lot of good stuff from McClendon. That's kind of something that really just helps out along the way. Bob McClendon tears it up with produce. So
very good.
Yeah.
And so now let's talk a little bit about proper and the philosophy of food at this restaurant, because it's vastly different than the ones that are up in Flagstaff.
Truly, yeah. Small kitchen, big dining room, very simple, a really dedicated staff, and a lot of good people that make it happen. So it's been amazing. It's been really interesting seeing how downtown evolves, and coming from Bricks down to Tucson, seeing the difference and seeing how much crazier it can get on the streets of Tucson.
So what are some of the differences that you found between being in Flagstaff versus being down here?
Second Saturday. First Friday in Flagstaff is great. Second Saturday downtown is the place to be. So,
yeah, it's crazy on Second Saturday. So you have that space on the patio out front?
Yes.
And then to be able to sit at the bar, especially on weekends, and watch all those people walk by?
It's lovely.
Isn't it cool?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're like waving at the streetcar now. Like, people are doing that.
There's always, it's dinner and a show every single night. That's what everybody says. It's just, it gets crazier and crazier. So
it's really evolving. Now that the streetcar's down there, I rode on it and everybody was like, hi.
The bar, though, at proper is awesome.
It is awesome. And in the interest of full disclosure, once again, I should probably say that proper does buy tea from Maya Tea Company, as well as lots of vegetables at the farmer's market for some of the things that they do at the restaurant. So, you know, saying it now, they have a drink at the bar. It's made with Lapsang Souchong. It's a smoky black tea that they buy for me. It's a cocktail. It's outstanding, just like you do.
What spirit is in there?
It's a scotch. It's got scotch in it.
Yeah.
It's scotch. It's wonderful.
Maybe we'll try it tonight on our roundabouts downtown.
Let's do that. Let's plan on that. So let's talk about some of the items that you have on your menu. You've got some killer items that are let's talk at the beginning about two items that actually are in the Tucson Weekly Top 100 Essential Dishes. And you have two, which I think is really remarkable. I'm not actually sure how many people have two, but you do. The first one being the curried lamb stew. Tell me a little bit about that dish.
Curried lamb stew. It's all made in-house. Everything that we do is made in-house. So it goes on breakfast and dinner. Everybody loves it. We actually were looking at abandoning it right from the start, because we didn't know how many people in Tucson were going to actually eat something like that. So it's kind of taken off now, and we end up making it quite a bit, twice a week at least. So
very good. And then you also won for your prop wings. Now, I'm not a guy who eats a lot of chicken wings. I'll be right up front about that.
Me neither, but I've had those.
And do you crave them?
Yes.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually have to get them every time I come, even if it's just to taste one. Because they're so fantastic. And we're gonna circle back about those wings in a little bit, because that's going to be part of our trivia question. Because they have a famous origin, right? They were famously inspired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Any other things that you like on the menu that just knock your socks off, that you love to cook on there?
So right now, it sounds a little mundane, but the burger is slamming. Like, we've got frico, we've got chow chow aioli on it, things that are kind of southern-inspired and kind of crunchy. It's basically just our brand new thing that is going on there right now. So
What do you mean by frico?
Frico is like fried cheddar cheese, and it basically gets super crispy whenever we heat it up. It's like a cheese tweel, and it's like potato chips on a burger.
Why not?
So. Why not? Apparently that's what we're gonna have with our cocktail later, don't you think, Renee?
Yes, I think that sounds great. And again, that's a great thing for people to love to cook in the kitchen, because so much of what you do is so specialized. And with that, you'll get to just kind of have fun and make it perfect every time, and doesn't stress anybody out. And it's comforting.
No, it's definitely comfort food 101. I also want to talk about something else that I think, and I had not done this until last week, and I just sort of happenstance on it. I was doing yoga downtown, and you were kind enough to like not throw me out in my yoga shorts and top. I don't know why I even showed up there. It was great. It was great to go there after yoga. And you were having happy hour.
Yeah.
And your happy hour is amazing. I mean, the prices are great. A lot of stuff is 50% off. You have great specials on your beer and your wine. And I have to tell you, if you're in downtown a little on the earlier side, it's definitely worth it to drop in for your happy hour because the prices are amazing and the food is top notch. We had gnocchi, we had the wings, we had pierogies. That came out, right?
Yeah, those are going to be on the wine dinner this Thursday.
And we got to try one of your new desserts that I don't know if you're going to put that on the menu.
Yeah, that's a double bypass cake, and it actually comes with a waiver. So.
Yeah, it was pretty delicious. I think I'll wait to describe it until it actually hits the menu. All right, so the restaurant's open on Monday through Friday. It's open until 11 a.m. till midnight, and then Saturdays and Sundays, it's open 9 a.m. till midnight. So be sure to join us. In a few minutes, we'll actually get to try some of Chef's food, so that'll be exciting. And when we come back, we're going to head way, way, way out east. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on the Menu Live.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
The most delicious hour on radio indeed. I'm your host, Manish Shah, joined by guest host Renee Krieger of Renee's Organic Oven, talking about all things local food here today. We want to thank some local sponsors for keeping the show going and keeping it real. Jerry Cigars, Entourage Transportation Group, Russell Public Media, and our newest sponsor, Apple Annie's Orchard. I love Apple Annie's.
Everyone does.
Yeah, that's close to our hearts if you're a local person. Now, we started off with Renee on the east side, then we went downtown with Chef Chris, and now it's way, way, way out east, back to my motherland, India, and we get to talk about some food from India. We are joined today with a very special guest, Mukhi Singh, owner of the Twisted Tandoor, along with his lovely wife, Roop, who gets a huge prop for letting him out of the kitchen to do this because I know they are cooking today. And that's right. She deserves a big round of applause because
a lot of kisses being blown in here.
That's right. I had to work hard to get him out of here. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I wanted to bring you on the program because I think it's interesting because, you know, we're surrounded by food and everybody thinks chef this, chef that, but you're not a chef. And yet, your food is amazing. And I think that there's something to be said for that. Give us a little bit about your background, your history that led you up to the Twisted Tandoor.
Just plain love of cooking, you know. We just enjoyed entertaining, enjoyed cooking for friends. And everyone would keep saying that, oh, my God, this is so good. And so you keep stoking your own ego and you think you're some badass cook. But all jokes aside, I think it comes down to when we moved from India, we lost the ability to get food the way we wanted it, when we wanted it, how we wanted it.
I know this.
So, yeah, right. So it was a real quick learning curve for us to say, if you want to chase those flavors that you want, you got to learn how to cook them. And we learned, we found the spices, we found the way to go around it, and you know, we kind of figured out what we needed to do and brought a little bit of India back into, you know, into the United States, and at least into our homes at least. And then once we decided we wanted to kind of go with the Twisted Tandoor, it was just expanding it, going a little bigger, and just sharing what we thought was great, and it's great that Tucson likes it too.
Oh no, there's good reason for Tucson to like it. I don't know a lot about anything probably, but I know Indian food. You talked about origins. Renee, who taught you how to cook, or where did that come from? Do you think?
My husband is the one who cooks.
Yeah.
Yes, I do a lot of the, please follow these guidelines, and this is really awesome. Make sure it's like this, and
but that's okay.
It.
You still get it by first order. But where did he get it from?
His mother.
Got it. How about you?
Mom,
Chef Chris.
Mom, I'm sorry. My dad, for sure. he was always shooing me out of the kitchen, but he had some really great recipes that he always threw down, and he was always in the kitchen, and he always didn't want me there, but I always was by him.
And for me, it was my mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was for my mom. And so that's where it comes from, right? That origin
absolutely.
Cooking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's origin cooking.
It's the home kitchen, you know, back there, the flavors, the smells, the taste. all those things that you keep chasing. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about some of the things that you have on your menu. What are obviously the so amongst the top essential 100 dishes, I've got two. That's right, two from proper, but one also your chicken tikka masala.
Yes, we are very fortunate that it made the top 100 this year. So we're very excited about that. Pleasantly surprised, and we just hope we keep bringing it year after year.
I'm really happy that you brought it here to the studio, and we're going to try it later.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that I think is what everybody's really happy about being here, because it smells pretty great in here.
It sure does.
So other items on your menu that you love,
you know,
that the customers have just embraced.
I think our tandoori chicken is much loved. The goat curry, the lamb curry that I bring in every now and then is also really appreciated. I think it's a pretty open menu. I mean, there's people who love the samosas, the beef and feta samosas, and there's people who swear by the chicken tikka masala, and there's people who love the kathi rolls. So it's hard. It depends if it's for lunch or it's for dinner. The moment we go into our dinner service, then the curries take over, and the moment we're in lunch service, it's more of of finger food, I think. Yeah.
So I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curve here, because one of the things that I love the most in your out of your food truck is your fries.
Yes.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's so funny. What, Comfort Food 101, yeah?
It's so true.
And the fries. So let's talk about your fries, because I think that what you do to them is really important.
Well, I think the base of that is it's a very English thing. They call them chips and curry. So we take French fries and we put chicken tikka masala sauce on it. And then we kind of finish that off with our homemade finishing salt, which we call as chaat masala.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes it to a whole new level. But then some people don't want the curry, so we just put the chaat masala, the garam masala, a slash of lemon juice on it, and maybe sometimes some feta cheese, and it just takes it to a whole new level. And it's all served with the green cilantro and ginger garlic chutney, which I think adds a little bit to it.
Instead of ketchup.
Instead of ketchup.
We want to be specific about why you're giving that little chutney. It's not like you're getting a little bit. It's like you're getting a little creative ketchup that you can dip it in, or a creative chutney that you can dip it in. That's outstanding. And the other thing that you can actually get dusted, you can get your chaat masalas in different heat levels.
Yes, we do. We've actually got three heat levels. One is the basic chaat masala. Then we've gone and kind of done a little bit of a merge with a local pepper, chiltepin.
Love chiltepins.
And it is just fabulous. That whole experience.
It's the season right now.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have the good old ghost pepper, which always gets all the studs to come out and try it. Yeah.
I was going to say, I like the ghost pepper, but I don't know if I'm going to fall into that category. All right, then. I like it just because. At any rate, so where can we find you? Because you're a truck, so you're moving around. Give us some places where people can find you regularly during the course of the week.
Well, I think the best way is to go on Facebook and see it, because we have a very set schedule. We work Wednesday through Sundays. We've got specific spots on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays. And I think that's the most convenient and most humane way to see where we are at.
So tell us what some of those spots are. You're at...
On Wednesdays, we're at Himmel Park. From 5:30 to 8:30 every evening. Two Wednesdays, we're doing lunches at National Bank of Arizona on Wilmot and on Carondelet Drive. On Thursdays, we service Raytheon in the morning, and then we go to Dragoon Brewing Company for dinner.
So our new offices are right around the corner. What day is that, Thursdays?
Thursdays, yes.
Good to know.
Yes. Nice. Absolutely.
I suggest all of you pick up your orders from my IT company on Thursdays.
After
hours, and we'll all go to Dragoon.
Yeah. You do a tea delivery on Thursdays?
Yeah. And then Fridays, we're at two Fridays a month, we're downtown Tap and Bottle. Saturdays, Swan and Sunrise at the Bear Track Bistro. And then Sundays, we cap off the week with Heirloom Farmers Market.
That's right. He is joining us at the Heirloom Farmers Market on Sundays. And I think it's so interesting, because it's unusual to have an Indian food truck at the farmers market, but it's awesome. You do some great breakfast things there.
We're actually going to be bringing in this upcoming Sunday, which is tomorrow. We're going to do bun samosa, which is... our samosas and buns, and both vegetarian and non-vegetarian. And we're going to do the bun omelet, which is really common street food in India.
Yes.
So it's going to be Indian-style omelet in a hamburger bun, in a brioche-style bun with our fixings on it.
Well, if you're not hungry yet talking about all this food, you're going to be. When we come back, we're going to taste some food. We're going to taste food from Chef Chris, taste some food from the Twisted Tandoor and Mukhi. And we're going to be talking a little bit more. Wings, pizza, and who knows what. So stay with us. We'll be right back in just a few moments here at On the Menu Live.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And we're back here on the Menu Live. I'm your host, Manish Shah, joined today by special guest host Renee Krieger. We've got Chef Chris from Proper in the House and Mukhi Singh from Twisted Tandoor. And if you were not hungry before, you're the lucky ones because we've been sitting here in studio with food just smelling the place up amazing. And the combination is really quite fascinating. So I think we're going to start with Chef Chris and what you brought today. Describe what you brought here.
So we call them Caliprop wings. They're breaded cauliflower, and they're done in the style of a Gobi Manchurian, which kind of fits because the way that he's cooking is Indian. It's a traditional Indian dish, and it's breaded. And my main issue with it is when I do go out to lesser places, it's not crunchy, and that's what makes it like really crispy. And what we do is we coat it with the prop wing sauce that we use for our chicken wings, and then throw it out there. People love it so far. So
what are you coating the cauliflower in?
A little bit of panko breadcrumb, and we use eggs for the batter with a little bit of cornstarch.
So he used the word Gobi Manchurian, and I think we should probably flesh that out just a little bit, because since Mukhi and I are both here, we got to talk about it. So
I love it.
Some of the best Chinese food to be found in the world is actually in India, because Indian take on Chinese food is amazing.
It is, absolutely.
It's amazing. Yeah. Chinese food in its own right is amazing, but then what Indians do to Chinese food after they've sort of reinterpreted or reassembled it is fantastic. And this is one of those dishes. It's an Indian-Chinese dish.
It's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I mean, the fact that he called it Gobi Manchurian, my God.
Like, literally, like we were both in the house. I was like, oh.
There was silence for a second. That's awesome.
Yeah, my girlfriend's a vegetarian, so it's like she always goes for this when we go out, and it is so good. Regardless of how it comes out, what I wanted was like that crusty, crunchy version that people could kind of side with for a wing instead. It's like a boneless wing. So,
well, that's exactly. I mean, the moment I had this, it took me back at least to, you know, to the Indo-Chinese restaurants, the street food stalls in back home in India. This is the flavor that you get.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just fabulous.
You can actually get this roadside in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Just like literally, that's what they're serving you. And it's fantastic.
It's the same in New Delhi. Yeah, exactly. It's fabulous.
And you? What did you think, Ms. Krieger?
I love it.
Delicious.
And I love when people care for vegetables.
Yes, I agree. And to do vegetables right, not just because they're giving it a token sort of nod to the vegetarians, but saying,
it's
look.
It's really offensive when people do that.
Yes, I agree. All right. So an Indo-Chinese dish from Proper.
Wow.
You know, locally sourced.
You know.
To something Far East. So you brought chicken tikka masala.
Yes.
Which is ironic because that's actually not an Indian dish.
It's totally not an Indian dish.
That's right.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Why?
So it's British.
It's so good.
It's a British interpretation of an Indian dish.
That is absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
God, I didn't know that.
Our Indian, the same thing that we do back home is called butter chicken.
Okay.
So, but this is a... This is an English interpretation of it.
I think it has more tomatoes in it than a butter chicken would.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, it's delicious. But it's actually an English – I guess it's called the national dish of England.
That's what
I've
heard.
It's actually chicken tikka masala. And if you're not confused yet that Proper decided to bring an Indo-Chinese dish and that the Twisted Tandoor from India decided to bring a British dish, I'm not sure. And by the way, it's only going to get worse.
Well, yeah, like, that's so true.
Oh, wait, you want to see how much worse? So let's talk a little bit because the food is, of course, fabulous. The chicken tikka masala is delicious.
It
and you
is.
Brought it with rice, basmati rice.
With some onion, tomato, cilantro salad, and our mint, basil, ginger, garlic chutney.
That's right.
So good too.
And dusted with that chaat masala.
Absolutely.
And that's killer, though. The chaat masala is what is – it's those finishing touches, the seasoning. Right, that is so critical. And how many restaurants do you go to that you thought, really?
And not just salt.
Salt, please.
Absolutely.
Just a little, please.
It makes everything else hit in there. Like,
it's and a little acid.
Yeah, and that it's not just salty. It's that there's a really good development of sincere flavor, and that the salt just brings it together, not just salt to punch you in your face, because some people are used to that.
And in India, we're constantly doing that. So it's always a little salt, a little acid, lemon, and a little yogurt, creamy. So we almost always try to hit those sensations in almost every meal that we consume. And of course, you did that here, knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
Yay. One of Tucson Weekly's top 100 essential dishes, along with Proper's too. So I think we got three in the house. That's great. So this is event season. I'm glad I got you both here, because if I think I had tried it in 2 weeks, we probably would not be able to pull this off, because we are all going to be super busy September, October, probably all the way through Thanksgiving, I would imagine. There's always something going on the weekends, and it's going to get crazy up in here as the weather gets a little better. So let's talk about a few of the events that are happening coming up, because there's a lot of great stuff going on. This upcoming week, we've got the Crush ALS Crush Festival and ALS Bite Night. That's on September the 6th. So you'll want to join us for that. Also, next weekend, Edible Baja releases its magazines. They're coming out to farmers markets in the neighborhood. We'll have an heirloom for both Oro Valley as well as Rideau Park on Sunday. And then it's going to be released to the public in large quantities on Monday morning. But I told you that it was going to get a little crazier in here, because we have a pizza night. No, it's not pizza from Renee's. It's actually pizza from Mukki. Right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. It's from 4 to 9 p.m. At Vero Amore on Swan in Fort Lowell. We're doing five Indian toppings on their pizza, artisan pizza crust.
So what are the toppings?
So we've got the chicken tikka masala. We've got the tandoori chicken. We've got the keema curry, which is the beef, ground beef curry, which is absolutely fabulous. We've got saag paneer, which is Indian cottage cheese. With our spinach, and we've got a total vegan option, which is the chana masala. And we actually did a taste test a few weeks ago, and it was absolutely amazing. So
I'm struggling to actually speak right now. Yeah. Just at the thought of going. I'm going Tuesday. My kids are going Tuesday.
Sounds delicious.
We'll see you there Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
It's going to be fun. I think that the concept is exceptional.
Where is Vero Moore?
It is at Plaza Palomino, so that is at Swan and Camp Lowell. Camp Lowell.
No, Fort Lowell.
Fort Lowell. Swan and Fort Lowell. You're right. Camp Lowell changes that. Yeah. So it's Swan and Fort Lowell. So
it's right opposite McMahon's Steakhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be great. But we have even one interesting event coming up thereafter that involves you and I both.
Yes, it does.
So we're going to call that Chat and Chai, because you definitely deserve top billing on this one. As opposed to chai and chat, even though it is my chai.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we're doing, if you're not familiar, chat is Indian street food. It's the virtual definition of Indian street food. So stuff that you could get on the roadside. So this gobi manchurian that you made would be considered kind of chat.
Yes.
And so you're going to make different chat street food style foods, and then we're going to make the chai, cold chai, to go with it, and then we're going to be featuring them at the farmer's market on September the 14th at Rideau Park on Sunday.
Yep.
And that's going to – do you know what you're going to be making for the chat?
I do, but –
You don't want to talk about it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
We'll have plenty of time to push it up. If you want to know, keep on the loop in Facebook, then I'll reveal all the secrets of what he's making then.
Absolutely.
One event that's coming up even sooner than Tuesday, though, we should probably highlight, is Chef Chris's – Farm to Table Dinners. Now I'm going to plug this myself. I'm not going to even let you do this.
Do your thing.
All right. I went on the first one. It was $35. How it works, chef comes to the market on Sunday, decides what he's going to make. Runs around like a crazy person, coffee in hand, cold coffee from XO, and gets his goods, and then sets it up for Monday night. $35, three courses, maybe four. Unbelievable value. Killer food. Killer. I mean, I cannot even begin to describe how, like, in awe and shock I was at what you turned out the following day. Do you have any idea what you're doing on this Monday?
I have absolutely no idea.
That's because he hasn't come to the farmer's market and hasn't had two cups of coffee yet.
Yes. Yeah,
so that'll happen tomorrow morning. But you know what? You're going to continue doing that on Mondays, or are you going to change up on that one?
So we've had one group that has followed us throughout this whole thing, and I was talking to them this last time about, you know, I don't know if we can continue doing this. It's difficult to kind of come up with all this stuff each week. So what we decided to do is hit it once a month. So the first Monday of every month is going to be Market Monday. And then after that, we'll throw out a little bit, you know, like we'll do the same thing that we've been doing. But those three following Mondays, we'll have something special in queue because you can't go to the market once a month and come up with something good.
So no, but I think it by giving it once a month, you really get a chance to take advantage of the seasonality that we were talking about before. There is a change from one month to the next about what's available, and then you can really show off what happens to be like in that month and really do a great job without trying to sort of recreate that over and over and over again every time.
Yeah.
So that's great. You also have a wine dinner coming up with Carlson's Creek.
Yes.
September the 4th.
Yeah, Robert Carlson. He's a good guy. He's got a lot of great wines too. A lot of good stuff to showcase. It's only going to be four courses. I think we're going to go about $40, $55 with the pairing. And we're going to make something happen. It'll be good.
I have no doubt that you're going to make something happen. Renee, any events that you have going on?
Well, we are toying with the general idea of at least starting with a weekend brunch. So that's something I haven't really told anybody. But I figure if I'm going to tell anyone, it should be you.
And yay.
All
love
of
that.
You. And you. So basically, it's kind of the same idea. We're also going to be adding some tarts to our menu with little pastry dough that my husband makes, and we'll be able to do that with seasonal fruits and then do savory ones with seasonal vegetables. And I'm very excited for that because I love it. And jams as well. So whenever he gets that huge amount of stuff, we'll do that. So even though that's not like an event for you to attend, it's an event for all of us to think of this possibility somewhere in the near future.
Very cool.
But I also am on the board for the YWCA in Tucson, and our mission is to eliminate racism and empower women and get everyone in the community to understand all of their rights. So we are going to do in October with super fun Girls Pine Out, and they're going to come, and we're going to do a beer pairing with New Belgium beer with my friend Rhonda, who I love, and everyone should know her. And so we're going to all get together and do a dinner that will benefit the YWCA.
Is Leanne on that too?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
you know,
so cool.
I really wanted her involved with this too, because what she's doing at the Y is doing very local foods.
And yes.
This tiny, awesome space, and it's a remarkable, and I'm like hugging her now.
So, in fact, Leanne was supposed to be on this show, and she couldn't make it today because she's out of town. But I wanted to do a show with her. So I'll tell Matt he's got to dial this up because she does amazing work and she's sourcing local and fantastic. I want to talk a little bit about some of the farmers market events coming up because they are also fantastic and involve many of you here. So we have the farm to table dinner. That's going to be held at Zona 78. We are calling it RIPE, which is regionally inspired plates for the evening. That's going to be happening the evening of September 17th and 18th. Proceeds benefiting Heirloom Farmers Market. It's our very first big fundraiser. So here's how it's going to go down. I mean, this is really crazy. So we're going so Chef Kevin Fink is going to go shop at the farmers market, get stuff, and get everything together. He's created a menu. I was supposed to see it, but I think he's probably still creating it because he's never finished. That's just kind of the way he is. And they're going to do an amazing menu, and half of it is going to be served at cold or room temperature and coming out dim sum style. That's crazy. And so literally you're going to have waiters coming out or the chefs coming out talking about what these creations are that they made around the dining room. And you can sell, yes, I want that, or no, I don't want that. And you can pick and choose. And then they're just going to write down that you got one of those or two of those or this and that. I mean, I've never seen this pulled off, and I can't wait to see how that goes down. So you're definitely going to want to join us September 17th and 18th at the Zona 78, which is at Stone and River. That sort of begins our Heritage Food Festival week. And so the following weekend on September 20th and 21st, we're going to have Heritage Foods Festivals. We're going to talk about local foods and the stuff that's in season, a lot of melons and a lot of squash and a lot of corn and those things that grow here. And that's going to feature Romero Scavo at Pasco, who's going to do the chef demo at the Heirloom Farmers Market at Rieto Park on Sunday. Now, big bit of news, New Market Pavilion is going to be finished. Probably, for those of you who don't know, we're building a permanent farmers market and food pavilion at the southeast corner of River. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's awesome. So cool.
500 feet of flavor. Two-thirds of it, which will be in shade. You'll be able to shop in the shade. Chef demos the whole bit. We're looking at sometime in the last 2 weeks of October. And
so cool. Brilliant.
It's going to be amazing. Plenty of parking.
Shade.
It's
weird.
Shade. It's
no more umbrellas. People are going to be needing the umbrellas.
It's going to be funny. Yeah. And then last but not least, November the 16th, Viva La Local.
Yay.
All three of you are at Viva La Local. This year we've got over 90 farmers market vendors, top breweries and wineries, over 30 local restaurants. So we've got more restaurants who participated. All those guys that were on the fence who came to the festival and said, I should have joined. They're all in now, so we're capped out. Tons of local music. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. November the 16th, and it's a $4 admission, of which the benefits go to Heirloom Farmers Market. Now, we're coming up on our trivia question, and it's an interesting one. I want to talk about those prop wings a little bit because they're famously inspired. Now, I am going to see if we can do this. They're famously inspired by a restaurant in Portland, a famous Thai restaurant in Portland. Don't give the answer away. And right. So the trivia question is going to be, which famous Thai restaurant in Portland is the inspiration for Proper's prop wings? Now, one winner per household per month, please. It's a $50 gift tokens to shop at the Heirloom Farmers Market. And if you know the answer, give us a call. It's 880-5678. That's 520-KNST. Give us a call if you've got the answer, and we're going to be right back and see if you do.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
We're back here at On the Menu Live. Not today, with Matt Russell, but with myself, Manish Shah, owner of My Tea Company and director of Heirloom Farmers Market. Joining me is Chef Chris from Proper,
hey.
Mookie Singh from the Twisted Tandoor, and celebrity co-host Renee Krieger from Renee's Organic Oven. So we want to get immediately to our trivia question. And the question was, what famous Portland Thai restaurant inspired the wings at Proper? So we have Jane on the line. Jane, do you know the answer to this question?
I think I do.
Okay, what is it?
It's Pock Pock in Portland with Chef Andy Ricker.
That's right. It is Pock Pock. Very good.
Woo!
Woo! On the first try. So stay on the line, Jane. We'll get your address and send you those $50 in Heirloom Farmers Market tokens to spend at any of our farmers markets. So that should be fun.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
and I do know you, Manish, and Renee. It's Jane Terry.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Maybe then we don't have to send you the tokens because I probably will see you tomorrow, I suspect.
You know, you just might. I am off this weekend, but I have an interview with a client tomorrow, so I don't know if I can make it.
Well, then I'm not going to worry about this. Off the hook here. We'll get it to you somehow. I know how to find you.
I know.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for calling in today.
Thanks so much.
So that was fun. I mean, we were talking about off the air all the great restaurants in Portland that we like to visit. You said Les Pigeons.
Yeah, Les Pigeons, for sure.
The last time I was there, I went to a restaurant called Bollywood Theater. It's a Jot House.
In Portland?
In Portland, yeah. I may have the name wrong, but it's they play movies all the time. They just do chat, which is just Indian street food all the time, and it's just fabulous. Portland is really quite the hub for all these creative restaurants. A lot of food trucks there, a burgeoning farmers market scene, and we're kind of heading that direction here too.
It's awesome. Yeah, I'm going to Portland on a vacation very soon, and I'm very excited. Half of me is already there, I think. And everybody's sending me pictures of farmers markets and restaurants, and my friend that lives there is like, I'm following your post. I don't even know all these places. So it's everyone loves
it. So do you have some places that you're planning on going to?
I have a list that I'm building, but I don't know where to go. Like, I don't know where I have to go. Like, everyone has somewhere you have to go,
right.
But I want to know where I really have to go.
I think Les Pigeons is on that list.
Les Pigeons. I think anybody will tell you Burnside District. It's been a long time since I've been there, so it's kind of blown up in the last couple of years, but it is really, really good, like a good area. Good people, lots of bikes.
I'm excited, and a lot of bars.
Yeah. Lots of beer. That's never a bad thing.
Nope.
There's lots of beer there. I agree. And that's one of the things that I think we're seeing here, too. We've got it's almost there's some parallels between what's happening out there and what's happening here in terms of the new farmers market coming on board. They have a very established farmers market at PSU, at Portland State University. That's huge. It's institutionalized and it's just packed. And, you know, we're hoping to create the same thing out here with the new farmers market pavilion. The food truck scene, they've got so many food trucks there. It's huge.
It's
all this creativity just bursting out, and it's everywhere. And we have better, I think we have better weather. I mean, there's no question. Like, if there's a food truck scene to be had, it might as well be here because
except for the last few months.
Yeah, the last 8 weeks, are these past 8 weeks are a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's a little tough. But other than that, yeah, I think, you know, Tucson's great. I mean, starting from next month, it's going to be fabulous.
It's going to be great. And I also think that summers aren't as bad as they used to be. Would you concur?
You mean business-wise? Mm-hmm. Our summers are actually really great. I enjoy them. We don't usually have too much of a struggle. We notice the difference because we're used to being so busy. So Tuesdays could be a little bit like, hey, come on, everybody. Don't all come on Friday. We need you here all week long.
Yes, that's the same for us. Yeah. That's definitely like it always happens like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We get slammed, like just completely slammed. And then Monday, Tuesday, like brunch, all day lunch. We're not slammed. Like we're not busy. We don't get that whole push through the week. But as soon as season kicks off, it's just like, hold on. You know.
It's wonderful. Yeah, and the online presence really helps too, I think, because no matter what, people are coming and going. So it gives people, even when the city's not so saturated with our population being at its highest, the people that are coming really care, and they look around to find places to go. And so it really works to our advantage because, I mean, people love us.
I mean, as a food truck, I totally, you know, it's the same for us. Summers, everyone said it's, you know, business goes down. I don't think it goes down. It's just, it's a different demographic. It's a different, it's different timings. It's heavier during dinner hours, but business has been great last two summers that at least we've been in business. So,
yeah, I mean, we at the farmers market struggled just a little bit.
It's
because we're outside and, you know, it gets really hot. But, you know, they've mitigated a little bit, as we said, in recent years. And I think what it is it's the focus on local. That's really the thing to talk about, is the fact that locals really get a chance to experience their own space and place without sort of, I don't want to say competing, but like you're busy on Saturdays. We're all busy, you know, and then now locals can really enjoy the best of what's around in our neighborhood during the summertime. They get access to things. You get into restaurants that maybe are difficult to get into. You get in, like, everything is a little bit easier, a little bit slower paced, a little bit more gentle. Yeah. And then a lot of specials to boot.
Yeah.
I know a lot of places throw specials during the summertime.
It's exploding too with like produce. Like the produce at the Heirloom Market is insane. Like you don't go to that market and not find something that you really want to eat. You can go there and you can find beef. You can find pork. You can find lamb. You can find peppers. You can find tomatoes, onions. Damn good squash. Sorry about that airtime. But, oh my gosh, like, it's just, it's amazing. And it's always, always good. And you've always got somebody to talk to there. There's always people. If you get there more than once a week, somebody's going to know your name. And then get your coffee and just go after it. It's so much.
It is awesome. It's awesome. And the fact is that during the summertime is when all the produce comes in. Irony being that it's the time to be shopping. Well, we want to thank everybody today for joining us. I want to give a special shout out to those who contributed some of the stuff that came on the air today in terms of my knowledge of what's going on out in the food world. Adam Lehrman, Tucson Foodie, and Jared McKimley from Edible Baja Magazine. And CJ Hamm, he's from the Tucson Weekly and Noshing Around. Those guys give me lots of information. Of course, we want to thank our guests today. Chef Chris from Proper.
Thank you, Manish.
Yes, Mukhi Singh.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Twisted Tandoor. And celebrity co-host Renee Krieger. Having fun with me as always.
Yes, it was awesome.
And thanks to all of you for listening today. And remember, shop local. We love it here. And also remember, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live.